Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Venus enters Aries. Now it's time to move. This is not a new story. This ingression is not a beginning of something. This is a next chapter of something you've already been living. And here's the backdrop. I'm gonna run through it real fast because if you've been following this channel, you're gonna know most of this already. In early 2025, Venus entered Pisces in her exaltation and met the North Node. The dream activated, then Neptune fogged it. Then she went retrograde, came back, and stationed direct conjunct Saturn and the North Node in Pisces at 26 degrees. That conjunction was the vow, desire meeting accountability in a sign of soul level agreements, with full awareness of what Saturn was asking. Not a casual promise, a karmic commitment. Then Venus kept moving through Aries, into Taurus, through Gemini, Cancer, Leo, all the way around. And in October 2025, she reached Virgo, her sign of fall, and met the South Node at 17 degrees. That was the release, the Virgo pattern of perfectionism, over-analysis, earning love through usefulness. She put that shit down, protected by Jupiter, exalted in Cancer, held in dignity even in her debility. Venus let go of whatever fantasy couldn't survive contact with reality. What remained after that release was real. So when Venus crosses into Aries on March 6th, she's not arriving unprepared. She has done the dreaming, made the vow, carried it through every archetype the zodiac holds, descended into her fall, released what needed releasing, and now has returned. She's not here to make another promise. She's here to act on the one she already made. And Saturn, the same planet she made the vow with, is standing at 2 degrees Aries, waiting, looking at his watch, tapping his foot. On March 6th, Venus crosses into Aries. She steps out of Pisces, the sign of the vow, the dream, the disillusion, and into Aries. Mars is domicile, the first sun, the beginning of everything. This moment stands alone before anything gets complicated. Then March 7th, Venus will conjunct Neptune at 1 degree Aries. The first thing she meets is Neptune. One final confirmation of vision before the real work begins. Not confusion, clarity. After everything she's been through, Neptune is asking, do you see it? Is the dream still alive in you? Then March 8th, Venus will conjunct Saturn at 2 degrees Aries. Same planet, new sign, new standard. In Pisces, he accepted the vow. In Aries, he wants to see the initiation. 2 days after she crosses the threshold, the planet she made the commitment with is asking one question. Now that you've done the work, are you ready to move that ass? 3 days, 3 movements. Let's walk through each one. Now, Venus is not at home in Aries. She rules Taurus and Libra. Signs built on receptivity, patience, and beauty that develops slowly. Feminine energy. Aries belongs to Mars. It's fire, initiation, direct action, and no apology for what Aries wants. When Venus moves through Aries, she is operating on borrowed energy. Yin desire, expressing itself through yang momentum. What that produces is something that can feel almost shocking after the long Pisces journey. Desire that doesn't wait. Venus in Aries does not drop hints. She does not position herself or hope to be chosen. She sees what she wants and moves toward it. In love, this is the boldness to initiate. to declare, to reach first in finances. It's decisive action, cutting what no longer serves, claiming what does. In creative life, it is the impulse to begin before you perfected it or even asked anyone for permission. The shadow is equally direct. Aries can want intensely and briefly. The spark can matter more than the flame. Venus and Aries can fall hard and fast for the vision of something without fully reckoning with the weight of it over time. But here's what makes this Venus and Aries different from any other. She didn't arrive impulsively. She arrived prepared. The Aries boldness she carries right now is not recklessness. It's the earned confidence of someone who did the full journey. Made the vow, survived the fall, released the fantasy, and came back knowing exactly what she wants and why. The initiation is effortless. She's been ready for this. On March 7th, Venus meets Neptune at 1 degree Aries. Neptune is Venus's higher octave, where Venus rules the personal experience of love and beauty. This person, this relationship, this desire. Neptune rules the universal, the oceanic, the transcendent. Neptune doesn't show you beauty. It shows you the ideal of beauty. Not this song, but what music is itself. Not this person, but the soul that's inside that meat suit. Early in this cycle, back in March 2025 at 29 degrees Pisces, Neptune was the fall. Venus couldn't see through it. The dream and the delusion were indistinguishable. That was the lesson of the exaltation phase. Even the most elevated vision can become a prison if you can't tell the difference between what's real and what you need to be real. But that was then. Venus has been through an entire cycle since that conjunction. She released the fantasy at the South Node in October. What she's carrying now has already survived contact with reality. So when Neptune meets her at 1 degree Aries on March 7th, this is not the same encounter. This is not fall. This is confirmation. Neptune showing her the dream one more time. Not to confuse her, but to make sure the vision is still alive before Saturn asks her to build it. The question Neptune puts to Venus here is not, is this real? She already answered that. The question is, after everything, do you still want it? Feel what comes up when Neptune asks that. The answer matters for what happens on the next day. On March 8th, Venus meets Saturn at 2 degree Aries. This is the reunion that closes the first phase of the arc. The same two planets who sealed the vow at 26 degrees Pisces in April 2025, now standing together in Aries, in a completely different environment, operating under completely different rules. In Pisces, Saturn could accept faith. He could accept surrender. The trust in the invisible. The commitment made at the soul level without full evidence of what it could require. Pisces is the sign that allows that. The dream, the commitment can coexist there without the dream having to prove itself. Aries does not allow that. Saturn in Aries is not interested in intentions. He's not moved by how deeply you feel something, how sincerely you meant it. He's interested in one thing. What the fuck are you actually doing? This is what makes March 8th the pivot point of the entire arc. Saturn in Aries meeting Venus, who has just crossed into a new domain, is not reviewing the vow. He is clearing her for action. The question he asked in Pisces was, do you understand what you're committing to? The question he asks in Aries is, did you do the work? Are you ready to initiate? And Venus, who dreamed in Pisces, released in Virgo, and carried the full weight of the zodiac back to this moment, says yes. This is not a punishment transit. Saturn does not destroy what is genuine. What he seals on March 8th is whatever has proven itself real through the journey. The relationship that survived the fog and the fall and still stands. The creative work that was built consistently when no one was watching. The version of yourself you actually became, not just intended to become. Saturn in Aries to Venus, I see what you built. Now go, move, initiate. The Pisces phase is over. This is Aries. Begin. You got the green light. Here's what makes this 3-day window generally rare. Neptune and Saturn, they recently crossed into Aries and they sitting 1 degree apart from each other. Venus activates them both within 48 hours. What that creates is a specific and unusual condition. The dream and the demand operating in the same breath. The sign of action, with Venus as activating force. Neptune without Saturn is beautiful delusion. The vision that never gets built because the dreamer keeps expanding the ideal rather than committing to the real. Saturn without Neptune is loveless obligation. The structure that functions but has forgotten why it was built in the first place. But Venus, moving through both of them in 48 hours, arriving with a vial that has been carried through the full zodiac and purified through the south node release, that produces something different. The dream has already been tested against reality. The structure is being built in service of a vision that is still alive. Pisces was where the dream lived. Virgo was where the fantasy released. Aries is where what remains. The real thing, the durable thing, gets picked up and carried forward into form. This is not the end of the arc. Venus still has ground to cover. The full completion comes when she escorts Uranus into Gemini. When the 7-year Taurus revolution finally closes and both planets cross into new territory together. That is the graduation. March 6th through the 8th. Is the moment Venus proves she's ready to walk that road. Neptune shows her the destination. Saturn hands her the keys. Aries puts her foot on the gas. Let's ride out. You have been in this arc whether you tracked it consciously or not. The Venus cycle from early 2025 through now moved through every area of your life. Relationships, finances, creative work, self-worth, values. Something was dreamed. Something was tested. Something was released at the South Node in October. And what remained after that release is what you're carrying into March. The question Saturn is asking on March 8th is not complicated. What did you do with what survived? Not what did you feel, not what did you intend, not what you're planning to do eventually. What have you actually built? What have you actually moved toward? What have you initiated? What have you changed between the vow in April 2025 and right now? If the answer is honest and real, if something was genuinely constructed, if you actually showed up, if you carried the weight without putting it down when it got uncomfortable, then March 8th is confirmation. Saturn sealing what is true. the green light is yours. And if the answer is that I've been processing, I'm still waiting, I got a plan, I'm almost starting. Saturn in Aries has no patience for that bullshit. The Pisces phase accepted surrender and trust, an invisible process. Aries does not. The time for making a vow is behind you. The time for being is now. Neptune showed you the dream on the 7th. Saturn is showing you the standard on the 8th. What you do with both is your choice. March 6th, feel the shift when Venus crosses into Aries. The atmosphere changes. Desire picks up a different quality. Less fluid, more direct. Something in you may want to move on something you've been sitting with. Let the arrival land before you act. March 7th, pay attention to what surfaces. Neptune's conjunctions don't arrive with drama. They arrive with feeling. A moment of unusual clarity about something you love or want. A recognition. Make sure you write it down. Notice whether vision feels confirmed or whether something has changed. You will need that answer for the next day. March 8th, this is the day. Something will ask you to commit, to declare, to demonstrate through action what you've been carrying through intention. Don't soften the answer with the spiritual language. Saturn in Aries wants to see you move, not hear you explain why you have it. The dream was born in Pisces, the fantasy released in Virgo. What remains is real. Aries is where the real thing gets built. A construction site isn't the destination. It's what beautiful things look like before they finish. Put your boots on. Grab your hard hat. Time to get to work. If this resonates with you, come to iamastrologyreadings.com. Hit contact. You can leave a message there. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, come to I Am Astrology Readings. Hit booking. There's actually a link down below. Hit booking. I would like to have that private conversation with you. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.